Welcome back. This is No Script Radio Podcast with your one and only host, Ray J the Angel. How y'all doing, y'all? Y'all already know. It's been a while since I've been on the live. You know, they're still trying, to get rid of us. They're still trying to shut us down. They're still trying to get us quiet. But I'm here to tell you, we are not going to be quiet. No, we are not. So we're on the subject of coronavirus still, you know. We still know that coronavirus is actually a real virus out there. Don't get me wrong. But it's also 132 years old, which means that its effectiveness is not as bad as it really is, unless it was mutated. So what they're saying is they actually mutated this virus, which makes it man-made now. Also meaning that they're involved. Now, we don't know which country, which person was involved in creating this so-called virus, but we do know that if it was in its original state, it would not be mutating as fast as it is now. And then on top of that, why are they trying to mandate vaccinations when it has no effect on the Delta variant, which is supposed to be the super virus? I mean, think about it. It's supposed to protect you from coronavirus, but then the Delta variant is the super coronavirus, and it has no effect on that. You see where I'm coming at when I keep telling people not to take the vaccine? Because it's not going to work against that Delta variant. And then on top of that, we have a few people who are hospitalized now as we speak who are fully vaccinated. But the vaccine is so-called safe and protects you from coronavirus. Come on, people. Doesn't make any sense. Why not we just tell the truth? Say, hey, we built something that we have no control over. Protect yourself. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Something like that. I mean, those two at least have a higher chance of protecting you than that so-called vaccine. I mean, take it if you want to. It is your choice. I can't tell you not to take it, and I can't tell you to take it. It's your choice, you know? So with that being said, we're going to go on a little short break, and I'll definitely come back to you, you know? And we are back. I'm back and I'm black. Let me stop. You already know it's one and only Ray J the Angel, and this is No Script Radio Podcast. We're here on the Spotify, we're here on Apple Cast, we're here on many different platforms. Matter of fact, if you want to get involved with making podcasts yourself, you can always look on anchor.fm or anchor.fm.com. If you use the computer, you can podcast with your computer, your cell phone. It's best with the computer because you can do more with it, because the microphone is a lot better than your cell phone. No disrespect to cell phone users, especially those iPhone users who think that their phone is better. Hashtag Androids. But yeah. And on top of that, I'm also going to link in the description a Discord, a link that I'm just created for podcasters. So if you are a podcaster yourself, or you like to listen to podcasts, or you just don't want to miss any of my podcasts, because I do podcasts on many different platforms, not just Anchor. But Anchor is my main platform, because this is where I started. And you always got to stay with your roots, you know. I started podcasting with Anchor, and I moved to Stereo. Move to other podcast platforms like Spoon and stuff. But, you know, Anchor is always going to be where I am at. This is my Anchor. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I will link the description in the bottom of how you can find me or many other podcasters who just want to put their podcast out there. Or if you want to find it yourself, it's called Podcast Promotions on Discord. And you can find it on Discord, or you can find it on Facebook. Same name, Podcast Promotions. And what I'm doing personally, just as my way of giving back, is I'm promoting other podcasters, you know? Or if you got a platform that you want people to use, I'll do that, but only on my Discord. I'm not going to promote a different platform on this platform because, you know, that wouldn't be right. I mean, I can't be going around promoting Spoon Podcast on Anchor, you know, because Anchor and Spoon are two different platforms. But my Discord, I could promote that there. But that's free range. But I'm also going to keep promoting Anchor as well. So Anchor, I haven't forgot about you guys. And hopefully you guys are listening in, because if you guys got any promotionals, I can definitely add your promotions as well. Like, let's say Anchor is giving a promotion, I would put that in my Discord so other people can get that information as well. You know what I'm saying? So everything that podcasters enjoy doing, whether it be listening to other podcasts or getting ideas, making suggestions for different podcasts, you know, helping each other out, helping the community. Because one thing about human nature is we're social creatures. So communication is the best way of getting to know somebody, you know. So far on my Discord, which I created 3 days ago, as of now, from the time you're listening to this podcast specifically, 3 days from then, from today, I had created that Discord. I already have 3 podcasters who are promoting themselves as well. That's what it's for. It's for you guys to promote yourself. So if you're a podcaster and you don't think you have enough views, come on down to my Discord channel. I'll promote you too, you know what I'm saying? I will give my support back as well as you giving me your support. We give each other support. Now, you don't have to give me support, but if you do, I mean, it just helps. We support each other because we are in this together. Just like right now in this current pandemic, we are in this together. Nobody in this world is COVID-free right now. And I'm not talking about having the virus. I'm talking about far as in the pandemic. Everybody in this world has to wear a mask right now to protect themselves from COVID. Going back to the Delta variant, we don't know if that's real or not. We could just be hearing them say that because they don't have enough people getting vaccinated. So my theory is, once they get their 70% vaccinations here in this country, which I'm not going to mention the country, but you guys see the news, or you'll know which country I'm talking about. When you get that 70%, my theory is it's going to just disappear without a trace, coronavirus. That's my theory, because so far, everything that I spoke about on coronavirus has been true so far. It's been true so far. I have no idea how I was accurate with it, nor do I know how I got my research with it, but I did my research. So with this being so far, you know, I got a feeling it's going to disappear without a trace. Then magically come back when something else happens. I don't know. I hope it doesn't. I hope if it's gone, it stays gone. Because so many people out here are dying now because they're worried about something that they can't even see. That's the reason why I'm so calm right now. I'm calm because I can't see this thing. I mean, and you can't either. So if you're out there swearing at me talking about what you mean I can't see it, think about it. Think about it. Matter of fact, the people who study biology, they're probably as calm as I am too. The people who study virology, they're probably just as calm. So biology is a study of life. Virology is a study of germs, bacteria, and viruses. Both of those studies know everything about coronavirus. Everything. Because that's what they study. So they know that, yes, this is a different kind of virus. This is a new virus, yeah. But it's still based off an older virus. So, and then for those of y'all who think that just because you got the vaccine that they're not giving you COVID, come on now. They have to give you the virus in order to vaccinate you from the virus. That's common sense. You can't catch a drug dealer without catching them with drugs, you know? They're not a drug dealer if they don't have drugs. Common sense. Also, since I currently work in a hospital is human, the legal drug dealer is a pharmacist. But that's just something, though. Just wanted to say that. Just as a little humor for those who need a laugh, because this right here, we living in a pandemic that they was planned. You're living in a world where you can't do the things that you used to do because of fear. Yes, I said it, fear. Matter of fact, I have a document that I'm gonna talk about. And as soon as I find it, I'm gonna share it with you. I can't share it with the here because you can't see it, but I'm gonna read it out to you what the document says. And it was interesting. All right, so it says, fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. And then it breaks down the word fear. F stands for false. E stands for evidence. A stands for appearing. And R stands for real. It's basically saying fear is false evidence appearing real. Then it also goes on and asks a question. What is the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? I want you guys to answer that. What is the evidence? What is beneficial of letting fear hold you back? Answer, there is no benefit. Fear would never give you benefits. Fear will always hold you back as long as you keep letting it. The moment you stand up to your fear is the moment you can move on forward. You cannot move forward if you're moving backwards. You can't go into the future if you're steady going to the past. So don't let fear hold you back. Keep moving forward. And as always, keep the faith. Faith over fear. Keep loving. There's only one human race, and that's the human race. Okay? I am Ray J the Angel, and yes, this is the shortest podcast I've ever done, but I'm also on a time crunch, so I will see you next time on No Script Radio Podcast. Welcome back to No Script Radio. This is your one and only host, Ray J the Angel. Sorry about the way I sound. I've currently got contracted with the coronavirus at this day and time. Don't worry, I'm safe and sound. Quarantining for the next 10 days, obviously. But I'm going to give you the insight of what COVID feels like. I know I sound like I'm okay, but I'm definitely still fighting this thing virus. So day one of COVID, you get a massive headache. I'm talking about a headache that even Tylenol and Aleve won't cure. That kind of headache where you feel like you want to just go ahead and give up, but keep fighting on. But yeah, it's a pretty big headache. It lasts for about a good 24 hours. That's a long time to have a headache. Make sure the pain pills help a little bit, but it's still there. Because, I mean, back when I had it in 2019, I took a pain pill and the headache stopped. But you can definitely tell it was still there. Once the pain pill stopped working, then that's when you felt it again. Until day two. Day two, you don't feel the headache anymore, but you do feel the cold symptoms or flu-like symptoms where you're nauseated, you're coughing up phlegm, and all that other stuff. That's on day two. Day three, of course, you get the tasteless. You have no sense of taste, no sense of smell for a little while. You're sniffling. Still coughing the phlegm, but no longer feeling the headache after day two. Or day three, not feeling the headache either. It's just, you know, the aftermath. And then day four, it's all better, all nothing. But you still got it in you, of course. Because you're still coughing it up, though. But yeah, that's how COVID feels like, though. That's what it really feels like. The headache, the nausea, the loss of taste, the not wanting to eat, extreme fatigue, like you want to go to sleep all day. Like January 1st, when I first had this thing of this year, which is my second time having COVID. But yeah, January 1st, I slept all day with a massive headache. I slept all day. January 2nd, I slept all day pretty much too. And it was still pretty bad. Like, I'm still feeling it a little bit. It's not as bad as it was. But yeah, it's still pretty bad. COVID is not nothing anybody wants. No. But at the same time, it's not like what the media says it is either. I mean, according to the media, I should be dead. And this is my second time having COVID. My second time. So, again, with the social media nonsense of saying COVID is going to kill you. Nah, that's not the case. The only way COVID kills anybody is if it has underlying conditions like you have AIDS and contract COVID. You have the flu and catch COVID. You have a heart attack and catch COVID. You have cancer and catch COVID. Something like that lines. Because COVID's not going to kill you by itself. COVID always has an accomplice. So if you're a healthy person and you catch COVID, you're going to survive it. If you're an unhealthy person and catch COVID, you got a 50-50 chance. And then if you're just somebody who just don't give a dang about your health, like you smoking and drinking and stuff like that, using drugs, and you catch COVID, your chances are very slim. Now, of course, back in my first time having COVID, this was back in 2019 in November, before the COVID even existed, the exact same symptoms, massive headache, and it took me about a good 3 to 4 days to get over it. But the exact same symptoms of massive headache, extreme fatigue, sweating, loss of taste, loss of appetite, diarrhea, all of that, you know. It's not a fun time. It was definitely not a fun time. And here, if we're doing it round number two, and this time I'm fully vaccinated, and again, getting a vaccine does not necessarily mean that it just protects you from getting COVID. I am proof. It's also not guaranteed that it makes the COVID symptoms any better. I am also proof. Yeah, the vaccine was just a flux to make you feel better. The real way to cure COVID-19 is to be a healthy individual. Do what you got to do. I mean, quarantine if you have to. The vaccine ain't going to do nothing but nothing. I'm fully vaccinated and I still caught coronavirus. After they say get the vaccine, it protects you from COVID. It prevents the symptoms of COVID. And yet I just had all the symptoms of COVID. And I still got COVID. Yeah. So if you guys want to get vaccinated, it's totally up to you if you want to get vaccinated. I'm not going to tell you not to get vaccinated. I'm also not going to tell you to get vaccinated either. That is completely your choice if you want to be vaccinated. But know the truth that the vaccine does not prevent you or protect you from getting COVID-19. The only thing the vaccine does is give you peace of mind. It's the only thing it does. Gives you peace of mind. Coronavirus is something that we as people don't really understand just yet. And for those that we do understand, we refuse to get a real vaccine that's going to actually do anything. Simply for the money fact, you know? We get more money by treating people than we do making people sick. And for something like this, it was constantly mutating. We're making a whole lot of money off of this virus as we speak. We're making more off this virus than cancer. And yes, cancer has a cure. So does this virus. It has a cure, an actual cure that actually works. Anybody else notice how Donald Trump supposedly had it, and then 24 hours later, he didn't have it? Because there's an actual cure. Come on now, let's be real. Now, yes, I know I sound like I'm better, but I'm still fighting COVID right now. I'm still fighting it. I'm still not 100%. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not, but I'm still fighting it. Please be safe out there. Keep social distancing. Keep wearing your mask if you need to. COVID is not a fun thing to have. It's not fun at all. And to have it twice in a row, well, not really twice in a row, because I had it first in 2019 and now in 2022. But yeah, COVID is not fun. You don't want COVID. You don't want it. Reason why I got it was to prove a point that this vaccine does not do any good at all. Just to prove a point. Also to prove a point that you could survive it, which this will be my second time surviving it. So first time we survived it without the vaccine, the second time to survive it with the vaccine. Both of them seem the exact same, so therefore that vaccine is not doing anything but giving you peace of mind. Peace of mind. But get vaccinated if you want to. Don't get vaccinated if you want to. Just be safe, okay? Be safe. I am Ray J the Angel, signing off. Until next time, this is No Script Radio.
It is so hard, I'm